My name is April Whitt. I'm one of the astronomers at Fernbank Science Center in Atlanta, Georgia, and I have had the opportunity to fly with the Stratospheric Observatory for Infrared Astronomy. It's a program that NASA in the United States and the German Space Agency have collaborated on an observatory, but it's not an observatory that sits on the ground. This one flies. It's in an airplane. The telescope is trained on objects with infrared radiation, heat radiation essentially. When you see images with just your eyes, you see visible light, looking at the stars, looking at the moon. Using different instruments in this telescope, you can look at another wavelength of light, infrared light. It's kind of like those cameras that show people, and it's infrared observing with the heat coming from people or from animals. Being able to do this, it's a little different. If you have the chance to visit an observatory where you live, you can stand at a telescope that's sitting on the ground still. The observatory I was with was in a plane that was flying, so our targets were moving, or we were moving past them. We were above most of the water vapor that's in the air, above the clouds, so we were able to see the stars very crisp and very bright. And we were far enough north in the month of September to see aurora, some of the northern lights, beautiful ones, with the Big Dipper right straight above where we were watching. If you get a chance to visit an observatory, even with visible light, find one in your neighborhood. I invite you to see the sky through a telescope.